Something or someone always tries to kill you. Something or someone always tries to kill you, kill your confidence, kill your success. It is not wrong. It is the nature of reality. And unless you learn this really early on, you are both ineffective at life, and always pissed. Pissed, as in frustrated, angry, upset, because the way the world is doesn't match your expectations, your picture of what is fair. One would think I had already known this. And maybe to a certain degree I have. But not fully. In this new health struggle where some bacteria is hell-bent on killing me, I am learning a lesson I should have learned a long, long time ago. Except I didn't have anybody to teach it to me. So given my position and role in life, given my invented purpose, life is trying to teach me now. Not pleasant, I tell you. Between yesterday and today I managed to sleep 1 hour and 15 minutes. And the rest of the night was hellish. Me learning the nature of reality can take away the annoyance, and help me do what I need to do so I can live. I have added hydrogen peroxide to my arsenal. Source says that I cannot kill off the bacteria, I can only manage its quantity. Only humans are under the impression that they are the peak of creation. That they are special. And that nothing and no one should threaten that. The nature of reality is that there is no justice, no equality, nothing is fair, and in life you get what you can negotiate. You are entitled to nothing, and nothing is due to you. Your relationship, your attitude regarding the nature of reality is underneath your success or failure as a human. I have been trying to get people to formulate their main complaint for life, so we can use that complaint to craft a life-affirming purpose from it like I did some 31 years ago. Your complaint comes from expecting life, reality, people to treat you differently. It is, for most people, that they shouldn't have to do what it takes to get what they want out of life. I had that for decades, and even now I occasionally feel a twinge of that complaint. Whether what you want is being celebrated for your genius, or to be rich and famous, or thin, or respected, or healthy, you consider, for some reason only known to you, it should come to you. But if you knew the nature of reality, you wouldn't think that you can be a genius with no work. Rich and famous with no work. Healthy with no work. It is not how it works. And the faster you get it into your thick head that driving against the traffic on a one-way street is deadly to your health. And that is what you have been forcing. Like in the joke where a wife calls her husband driving to work and says, "Honey, be careful. There's a maniac driving on the wrong side of the road on the highway." He responds, "One maniac? There are hundreds of them." "Okay, I just managed to sleep another 20 minutes. I promise, without having to share, I would want to end it all. Nothing to buy. Get your main complaint to me. Even if it is bad, I can probably help you find what it really is. Then we can craft a purpose for you. I promise it is the biggest thing that happened to me in this life. And if you sign up to learn to detach from your illusions, I'll do all that in a workshop for you."